This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Governor John Kasich of Ohio signed into law a ban on abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, but vetoed a far more restrictive measure that would have barred abortions after a fetal heartbeat was detected as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Ohio becomes the 18th state to adopt a 20-week abortion ban. The two of the bans in Arizona and Idaho have been struck down as unconstitutional by federal courts. Yahoo disclosed a 2013 hacking of up to 1 billion of its users, which involved sensitive user information, including names, telephone numbers, dates of birth, encrypted passwords, and unencrypted security questions that could be used to reset a password. Yahoo said it is forcing all of the affected users to change their passwords, and it is invalidating unencrypted security questions. The Obama administration issued a final rule barring states from withholding federal family planning funds to qualified health providers for services relating to contraception, fertility, pregnancy, breast, and cervical cancer, regardless of whether they perform abortion services as well, thereby preventing discrimination against Planned Parenthood and other similar clinics. Report by the National Institute for Early Education Research says that Head Start is not funded adequately, and the budget should be tripled to $20 billion to fully serve 3- and 4-year-old children in poverty. USDA has issued new rules to protect farmers from anti-competitive practices when they believe meat packers have underpaid or treated them unfairly. New rules in China are targeting up to 7,000 foreign nonprofits with requirements that they register with police and have a government sponsor. Rex Tillerson, CEO of the oil giant ExxonMobil, has been nominated by Trump as Secretary of State. A new NBA 7-year deal expanding the definition of basketball-related income to be split between the players and owners. A 51% share of revenue next season would be worth at least $1.5 billion, more than what the players earned in 2011 when they had a 57% share of revenue. The average player salary is expected to be $8.5 million next season, the people briefed on the negotiations said, and $10 million by 2020 and the 21 season. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.